Okay. Sorry about the wait. I'm the only one here tonight, so I gotta handle the drive-thru too. If you need to stay awake, there's nothing like a cold brew with an extra shot. Are you hungry? We don't have any sandwiches out there right now, but I have a panini press ready to go if you want. It's no trouble. Lots of people need a late night snack after all. Let me guess. You ended up working late and missed dinner? Thought so. What would you like? I can do that. Just give me a sec. You don't mind if I drink while I work, do you? Oh, thank you for understanding. I'm starving. No, this isn't one of those fancy milkshakes. It's, well, it's blood. I'm sorry you had to see it. I know it grosses people out, which is why I tend to drink only when this place is empty. Yeah, I'm a vampire. And no, I won't suck your blood. Sorry, I just like to get that out of the way. I don't drink directly from people if I can avoid it. For lots of reasons. It's not exactly hygienic, and it leads to misunderstandings. I'm sure I don't have to explain. Well, I actually don't mind talking about myself. It's natural for you to be curious, especially if you've never met one of us before. As long as you don't get weird about it, then it won't be a problem. And maybe after I answer your questions, you can answer mine? No one's asked me about that in a long time. Well, let's see. I was turned in 1979 when I was in my early 20s. I was working at a 7-Eleven. It wasn't a great job, but it paid for my vices and expenses at least. I was going to college, so the hours worked for me. Now, I'm stuck with them. I don't really remember the jerk that made me. What I do recall is that it was a robbery gone bad. The vampire tried to rob us and probably wanted to suck us dry too. The manager had a weapon that I didn't know about. There was a struggle and just fighting. The irony is the manager got knocked out, but I got torn up pretty bad. I don't know if it was from the weapon or the robber's fangs, but when I woke up, I wasn't human anymore. It's a crime to turn someone against their will, you know. But they never caught him. Oh well, water under the bridge. So I was kind of at a loss for what to do. I dropped out and just kind of partied for a year. But that lost its shine pretty quick. So I went back to school and then worked odd night jobs. I was going for art and graphic design. Back then, there weren't a lot of ad agencies hiring for night work, so I just did my art for fun and worked all kinds of service jobs. They were the only ones available for someone like me. Anyway, I got tired of that scene pretty fast. Once word spread about wherever I was working, then things became complicated. Have you seen that girl down at the corner store? Did you know she was a bloodsucker? I bet she sucks pretty well, if you know what I mean. So yeah, you get the gawkers and the weirdos and even the wannabe monster hunters who want to kill you for existing. It's no fun. So I change jobs often. I did a little bit of the nightclub scene. You know, dancing. I don't even care about the stigma. It was good money, but it's a lousy little joint. I felt like it was unsafe. I don't know how human girls dealt with it. Half the time, the customers were too grabby, and there was always a need for bouncers. After that, I started bartending, which is probably the best gig I've had aside from this one. It was easy to move from place to place and pick up shifts. I never worked long enough one place to start picking up blood groupies. But that meant I never made enough to do more than scrape by. That's the problem, really. I still need to pay rent. I still need blood. Fresh blood, too. And the preservative methods used by blood banks and hospitals make it pretty disgusting. I can live on it, but ew. It's honestly not a bad life. There are ups and downs to it, like everything. For example, I don't mind talking to you, but that doesn't mean I'm hitting on you or that I'm gonna bite you or anything. I can tell that you get that, but some people don't. Some people, they learn what I am and it turns into a bizarre obsession. I need to eat, but I don't want an eternal bond with people every time I do it. Like, imagine if French fries not only wanted you to eat them, but they started trying to direct you on how to eat them. And just got weirder and weirder with their demands. Creepy, right? I mean, sure, it's different if I'm dating someone. I mean, I bet when you invite someone on a date, it's for fun, right? Oh, you're bashful. That's cute. Yeah, anyway, my point is, sometimes a girl's just gotta eat, you know? How did I end up working here? I got tired of being poor and hungry all the time. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've had a lot of fun the last 40 years. Being a vampire is fucking great. Well, we are all a little different. I happen to be way stronger than I look. And I can run faster than a sport bike if I have to. Plus, I can be very appealing if I want to. I even know how to hypnotize. I could probably get you to offer blood to me even without trying very hard. I try not to use that too often, though. It feels like taking advantage. Anyway, I wrote up a business plan for this coffee shop, drew a logo and everything. I have some friends who made more money than me, and I got them to invest. Now, I own this place. 100% now, with zero debt. It may not seem like much, but a nice little coffee shop like this can pull in a lot if it's in the right place. And I was very careful with my choice of location. Between the campus and the commercial district, but still close enough to the playhouses and nightclubs to get late-night customers. I was careful to hire the right kind of human staff for the day shift and watch the expenses. Before I knew it, I had accidentally gone and become a responsible small business owner. Pretty soon, I made enough to buy the bookstore next door, too, and built a door so I could go from one to the other. It was pretty innovative at the time to do two stores linked together. People even approached me for franchising, but I like my place to be unique, you know? Anyway, I have a steady job with a regular income. I like to work, and I get to pick my hours too. The best part is when a human gets too pushy, I can ban them from the store, and sometimes throw them out. literally. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tell you my life story. Here's your coffee. And your panini is coming right up. Do you want to tell me about yourself while we wait? Turnabout is fair play, after all. No, I'm genuinely curious. It's a quiet night. Nobody comes in on Tuesdays unless there's a big show or something. And besides, I sort of collect people's stories, you know? Not that I write them down or anything, just I like to learn more about the folks I see. Yeah. You do look tired. Are you sure you're feeling okay? I'm sorry, that was rude. I just meant that you, probably need rest. Not more caffeine. I'm not judging. I'm just being realistic. You need to take care of yourself. You don't heal fast like I do. Oh, I see. Your work isn't doing too well and you have a big project to finish. Is that why you're out so late? Damn. That's tough. So, you gotta get your part of the project done tonight? Well, then you better get to it. You can relax once you've turned this in before the deadline. Until then, I'll keep the coffee coming. Okay. Here's your panini, but if you're gonna stay up late, you might as well have some of the good stuff too. I'll bring you some of my famous cherry pie in a minute. I make it every night at midnight. Secret recipe. It's famous to those who've tried it.
They don't tell anyone because they don't want it to sell out before they can have some.
Listen, you've paid for your coffee and sandwich, but the pie is on the house. Pull up a chair in the corner back there by the fireplace. Yeah, set up over there. You can't see it, but there's a power outlet there too. If you need to charge your laptop or your phone. It's so nice and cozy back there, but you can still see the windows. I like to do the bills back there when the weather is bad. Watch people walk by in the snow or the rain. Here you go. Tell me what you think of the pie. Actually, do you mind if I join you? I promise I'll be quiet unless you want to talk. I just like to meet people. Get to know them a bit. Some become regulars, but in a city like this, a lot of them are just passing through. Like you. You're on business or for school or because fate washed them up in a city that doesn't even care to know their names. Just let me know if you need me to leave you alone or whatever. Otherwise, I'll just work here for a bit. The weirdest customer? Oh, that's a good question. Okay, like, she was friendly. But super uptight, right? Like, she was very focused on being polite, was dressed really nicely, but in a super wholesome way. Like, she didn't want anyone to think that she was anything but a good girl. So that's not too weird, but here's the thing. She smelled the place, looked right at me, and made a face. Like she just smelled something dead. I guess she had. She growled at me. No, it didn't sound like a person making a noise. She sounded like a wild animal. I swear to God, I was actually a little scared. But she just apologized, and I could tell she was very embarrassed. She ordered quickly and left. She could have just been a weirdo, but I think that she was maybe a werewolf? I mean, sure, you read about them, but you never really see them, right? Even though I'm a vampire, I only half believed in the other stuff the news talks about. Thank you for talking with me. I mean it. It's more than passing the time. This is important to me. Some people collect comics, some vampires collect people, but I collect memories. Memories like these. Decades, or hopefully even centuries from now, I'll think of this conversation, and I'll wonder where you are, or how your life turned out. I'll smile when I think about you. I hope you will too.